Triggers. Remember, we need a slab, a weak layer, and a trigger for a slab avalanche to occur. If we have a slab and a weak layer, but no trigger, then we will not have a slab avalanche. A trigger is what initiates the avalanche. Below are some common natural and human triggers that we see. Natural triggers are cornice fall, new snow, sun, rain, wind loading, and animals. Some human triggers are snowmobiles, snowboarding and skiing, snowshoeing, other machines such as helicopters and groomers, and explosives. Light trigger. Did me looking at that make it go? A common misconception we have with triggers is that they need to be big. We think of explosives, snowmobiles, cornice failures. A trigger can be so incredibly small, especially when it comes to natural avalanches. We may see no avalanche activity for weeks, and then all of a sudden there's a slight breeze and bam, a size 3 avalanche. It can almost seem as if these avalanches sporadically just happen, but there is always some sort of trigger. In the winter of 22-23, when we had an exceptionally sketchy snowpack in BC, we saw light winds, there was no new snow, no warming, that triggered 2 size 3 avalanches. We had light winds all week, but eventually that weak layer reached its tipping point. Some common triggers to watch out for are wind, temperature warming, and small amounts of new snow. Remote triggering. Triggering an avalanche from a distance. Sometimes we can see remote triggering with our persistent weak layers, especially surface horror. Remote triggering occurs when we cause the weak layer to fail and it travels or propagates until it reaches a slope. It can be up to several hundred meters away and cause it to avalanche. This is very hard to predict, but when we have a widespread surface horror problem, this is something we want to keep on our minds. We can remote trigger from the top of a ridge, the bottom of a slope, the side of the slope, or the backside of it. Basically anywhere that weak layer is and where it's connected. We want to be really mindful of other groups out there since we could very unintentionally end up triggering something onto them. Check out Cherry Bowl for an amazing story about remote triggering and a crew that had their rescue skills dialed.